The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the April 2022 edition of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Welcome to OCDOA Upcoming Programs, our monthly e-news blast featuring select events and classes for the coming month. Note, hybrid programs are offered in person and virtually. Programs are listed chronologically by event date from earliest to latest. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the quote, register by dates. We can't wait for you to join us. To register, you can either call the center of your choice, unless otherwise indicated in the program description. You can call Passmore Center, 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro at 919-245-2015, or the Seymour Center at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill at 919-968-2070, or you can register online at orangecountync.gov/online-registration. Events on April 5th. Mental Health Resources, Finding a Connection. Let's break the stigma. Every month is Mental Health Month. We would like to offer an opportunity for you to meet a diverse group of mental health professionals. Building a rapport with a provider is vital in the therapeutic process. Please join us to interact with clinicians that support people of color and other diverse backgrounds. Tuesday, April 5th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., located at the Seymour Center. The fee is free, and you must register by Tuesday, March 29th. Please call 919-968-2070. The next event is titled Dementia, Let's Talk About It. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for an online conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. You may register for one or multiple sessions. The topic will be sundowning. The date is Tuesday, April 5th. The time is 10:15 a.m. The event will take place online. You must register by Monday, April 4th, and there is no fee. To register, email the Aging Helpline at agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov or call 919-968-2087. The next event is Hillsboro Memory Cafe. After a long 2 years, Memory Cafe is back in full swing in Orange County. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This will take place on Tuesday, April 5th at 2 p.m. It'll be at Cup of Joe, 112 West King Street, Hillsboro, North Carolina, 27278. You must register by 9 a.m. Monday, April 4th. There is no fee. Contact Kendall Kopchick at kkopchick@orangecountync.gov or call 919-245-4278 for more information or to register. Download the flyer at orangecountync.gov/memorycafe for all of our memory cafes, dates, and locations. The next event is Introduction to Soul Collage. Soul Collage is a creative and satisfying artistic process meant to deepen your understanding of yourself and the world around you. Bring a pair of sharp scissors suitable for cutting out smaller pictures, pen, and notebook. No art background necessary. The instructor will be Mickey Reed, and there's a maximum of 6 people allowed to register. This will take place Tuesday, April 5th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 and tell them this is activity number 234062-04. Register by Tuesday, March 29th, and there's a $10 fee. The next event is called Matt and Dan Duo. Come out for a relaxing evening and listening to the talented duo Matt and Dan. You will get a wonderful variety of music from popular artists such as James Taylor, Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews, and more. Enjoy a delicious dinner to go. The date is Tuesday, April 5th, from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. It'll take place at the Passmore Center, and you can call 919-245-2015 and tell them the activity number is 223-064-01. You must register by Tuesday, March 29th, and there is no fee. The next event is on April 6th, and it's called Fused Glass Workshops for Beginners. 1 month workshops intended for beginners who are interested in learning the art of fused glass. You will learn how to cut and arrange bullseye glass to make earrings, pendants, bracelets, and belt buckles. The instructor is Bruce Gilluli. The dates are as follows. Session 2 will run from Wednesday, April 6th through April 27th, and Session 3 will run from Wednesday, May 4th through May 25th. It'll take place from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Passmore Center, and you can call 919-245-2015 and tell them this is activity number 254-020-004,05. Register by Wednesday, March 30th for Session 2, and register by April 27th for Session 3. There's a $50 fee. The next event is called British Life on the Home Front in World War I. This class will examine life on the home front in Britain from 1914 to 1918. We will explore the role of women in the factories and the fields, the conscription of men to the front, as well as the part played by conscientious objectors. Under attack by nationalists in Ireland and suffragists in England, the UK was more socially polarized during this period. Presenter will be Andrew O'Brien. This will take place on Wednesday, April 6th at 2 p.m. It'll take place at Passmore Hybrid. And the phone number is 919-245-2015. Activity number is 244-079-01,02. Register by Wednesday, March 30th, and there's no fee. The next event takes place on April 7th, and it's called Amsterdam Walking Tour, Live Virtual. Special tour with professional guide on location in Amsterdam in real time via live stream. See the historic old town and famous canals, and learn more about this European city's history, beauty, and tradition of tolerance. There's a minimum of 10 people required to register, and a maximum of 15. The link will be provided after registration. The event will take place Thursday, April 7th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It will take place virtually online. The phone number is 919-968-2070. This is activity number 323-788-01. You must register by Thursday, March 31st, and there is no fee. The next event is called J.S. Bach Presentation. We have all heard the name Johann Sebastian Bach and that he is known as a great composer, but do we actually know why he is considered so great? In this musical presentation, we will discover what makes him such a great composer that even Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, among others, have studied his music. A superb opportunity to learn more for a greater appreciation. There's a minimum of 10 people required to register for this event and a maximum of 26. This will take place Thursday, April 7th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It will take place at Seymour and also Hybrid. The phone number is 919-968-2070. The activity number is 324-225-01,02. You must register by Thursday, March 31st, and there is no fee. The next event is called Origami with Theo. Using the Japanese Origami for Beginners kit, we will learn to create origami figures using origami notation that will go from simple to complex. Enjoy 4 weeks series of classes with highly experienced instructor who will be a resource, enabling each person to proceed at their own pace. The fee. Class is $6 per week, plus purchasing the needed $10 kit, new or used, prior to the first class. These classes will run from Thursday, April 7th through Thursday, April 28th. The time will be from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. It will take place at the Seymour Center. The phone number is 919-968-2070. The activity number is 324-230-01. You must register by Thursday, March 31st, and there is a $6 fee. The next event takes place on April 8th, and it's called Peter Pan Collar Necklace. Ready to change it up and add a little glam to your wardrobe? Make a sassy and cute Peter Pan-style jewelry piece that will accentuate any t-shirt, collarless top, or dress. Decorative materials provided. Minimum of 4 people to register and a maximum of 8. The instructor is Lila Bradford. It will take place Friday, April 8th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's located at the Seymour Center. The phone number is 919-968-2070. Activity number 344097-02. Register by Friday, April 1st, and there's no fee to register. The next event takes place on April 9th, and it's called Barn Quilt Painting Workshop Fundraiser. Create your own 2x2 barn quilt, a perfect project for the novice or expert painter. You can display your work on any outdoor or indoor space. The facilitator will provide all materials and 25 different patterns to choose from, with a minimum of 5 people and a maximum of 15 people. This is a fundraiser for the Passmore Center, and checks should be made payable to the Friends of the Passmore Center. The event will take place on Saturday, April 9th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It'll be located at Passmore Outdoors. The phone number is 919-245-2015. The activity number is 244062-01. You must register by Friday, April 2nd, and there's a $60 fee. The next event is April 12th, and it's called No-Sew Sock Bunnies. Learn how to make no-sew sock bunnies. They are the perfect decor piece for spring. They also make great Easter gifts for the grandkids. Minimum 5 people to register, maximum of 8. This will take place on Tuesday, April 12th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It will be located at the Passmore Center. The phone number is 919-245-2015. The activity number is 224045-01. And you must register by Tuesday, April 5th. And there's a $5 fee. The next event is called Blue Stem Conservation Burial Ground, an introduction. Why conservation burial, and why blue stem in particular? Cemeteries are places for people to be permanently memorialized and places at which family and loved ones may gather for reflection. Conservation burial grounds serve as places where individual and community commitment to conservation and perpetuity come together. Blue Stem will be a conservation cemetery designed as a nature preserve and place of reverence, with a trail network, quiet areas for reflection, open space for contemplation, and designated areas within its restored landscape for natural burial. Join us to learn more about this exciting community endeavor. If you'd like to learn more in advance of our conversation with Blue Stem co-founders Heidi Hannipol and Jeff Mastin, please visit Blue Stem Conservation Cemetery. And the link for that is bluestemcemetery.org. This will take place on Tuesday, April 12th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There is no fee to register, and it will be a virtual event. Register at orangecountync.gov/bluestem. The next event will take place on April 13th, and it's called Magic Show with Robert White. Join us for some fun, old-fashioned entertainment. Robert White will hit the stage with plenty of magic tricks up his sleeve. Minimum 12 to register, maximum of 26. This will take place Wednesday, April 13th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Activity number 322006-01. You must register by Wednesday, April 6th, and there's no fee to register. The next event takes place on April 14th, and it's called Welcome Sign Workshop. Welcome to the first of our sign workshop series. This beginner-friendly workshop will combine basic art supplies with everyday items to create a wonderful greeting to hang on your door. Minimum 4 to register, maximum of 10. This will take place Thursday, April 14th from 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. It will be located at the Seymour Center. call 919-968-2070, activity number 324-223-01. Register by Thursday, April 7th, and there's a $5 fee. The next event is called Healthcare and Your Retirement, educational program that addresses steps individuals should take to prepare for healthcare costs to help ensure their retirement savings stay healthy. This will take place on Thursday, April 14th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This will be located at the Seymour Center, and the phone number is 919-968-2070. The activity number is 324-233-01. You must register by Thursday, April 7th, and there is no fee to register. On April 20th, there's an event called Digital Privacy, Encrypting and Phishing. Protect your online data by learning how to recognize illegitimate activities and edit and update settings on mobile applications and social media platforms. Minimum of 4 to register, maximum of 6. Instructor Russ Wiener. This will take place Wednesday, April 20th from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m., located at the Seymour Center. Phone number 919-968-2070. Activity number 344082-17. You must register by Wednesday, April 13th, and there is no fee to register. The next event is called Composting 101. Did you know that 46% of all waste sent to landfills from Orange County could instead be composted? Help divert waste from the landfills by composting. Register to learn which items you can compost at home, the importance of composting, how to start composting in your backyard, and composting options available in Orange County. Hosted by Kyra Lavau of OC Solid Waste Department. Minimum of 10 people to register, maximum of 25. This will take place on Wednesday, April 20th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Passmore, but also hybrid, online. 919-245-2015. The activity number is 244-038-0102. Register by Wednesday, April 13th, and there's no fee for this class. The next event takes place on April 22nd, and it's called Earth Day, Paint and Plant Potting Party. Come out to this earthy affair in honor of Earth Day. Pick out your pot and decorative supplies, and the party begins. During this event, you will learn about our beautiful Earth and ways to show appreciation. Once your pot is finished, you will add a plant to take home and add to your garden or nurture inside your home. The phone number and link will be provided after registration, and it will take place at Seymour Outdoors. Call 919-968-2070. The activity number is 324-219-01. You must register by Friday, April 15th, and the fee is $5. The next event is April 25th, and it's called iPhone Maps. Do you have an Apple iPhone and not sure how to utilize maps? Join Megan to learn all the basics and important tips. Minimum of 5 to register, maximum of 10. This will take place Monday, April 25th, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., located at Passmore Center, phone number 919-245-2015. The activity number is 244-072-02. You must register by Monday, April 18th, and there's no fee. The next event is on April 26th, and it's called Conversation Project Workshop Part 1. In small conversation groups patterned after the Conversation Project, Project Engage End-of-Life Choices SRT members will coach participants how to engage their loved ones in end-of-life care conversations. Attendees will receive the Conversation Starter Kit from the Conversation Project, and a free copy of the Five Wishes booklet. Maximum in-person attendance, 12. This will take place Tuesday, April 26th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Passmore Center. There's no fee for this class. You must register by Friday, April 22nd for in-person attendance at 919-968-2070. On April 27th, there's an event called Folk Music Revival. North American folk music was at its height from the late 1950s to the mid-1960s, when artists sang various traditional tales and songs of political protest. Vocalist-musician Paula C. Snyder presents an anthology of folk favorites from greats like Burl Ives, The Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul and Mary, Joan Baez, Leonard Cohen, and others into the early 1970s, like poetic singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell. Minimum of 10 people, maximum of 25. This will take place Wednesday, April 27th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This will take place at Seymour Outdoors, and the phone number is 919-968-2070. The activity number is 313054-08. You must register by Wednesday, April 20th, and there is no fee for this event. The next event is called Regina Gale, the Singing Poet. Regina Gale, the singing poet, shares the dance of life with you through poetry and song. The program entails poetry and song, starting with family and friends, and will take you on a journey to that, quote, back to me moment. Enjoy great poetry and songs to enhance the moments. Minimum of 15 people, maximum of 30. This will take place on Wednesday, April 27th at 3 p.m., located at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Activity number 257040-01. Register by Wednesday, April 13th, and there is no fee for this event. On April 28th, there is an event called Essential Oils and Cardiovascular Health. Essential oils have many health benefits. Join Kim Petrides, doTERRA wellness advocate, to learn more about the benefits specific for heart health. Maximum of 10 people. This will take place on Tuesday, April 28th at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. The activity number is 232-255-04. You must register by Tuesday, April 21st, and there is no fee for this event. On April 29th, there is a CPR and first aid class. Do you know what to do in an emergency before the first responders and the emergency personnel arrive? Would you like to be certified in CPR and first aid? Sign up today. This will take place on Friday, April 29th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This will be located at the Seymour Center, and there's a fee of $60. You must register by Friday, April 22nd, and you must call 919-968-2070. The activity number is 312-011-02. The next event is called Explore Archery, Senior Edition. Ever wanted to give indoor archery a try? Here is your chance to pick up a bow and have some action time. We'll give you a primer on safety and teach you the basics with both a compound and a recurve bow, then set you loose on some fun archery games like tic-tac-toe and battleship. Space is limited, so register now. This takes place Friday, April 29th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Activity number 323-773-01. You must register by Friday, April 22nd, and there's a $20 fee. The next event is called Freezer Meals. Do you tend to have a lot of leftovers that go to waste? Are you interested in buying in bulk to save money? Join NC Cooperative Extension agent Evelise for this informational class and learn how to prep your food properly and safely freeze it. Zoom link provided to virtual attendees after registration. Minimum of 5 people, maximum of 10. This will take place on Friday, April 29th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. It will take place at Passmore, but also hybrid. Call 919-245-2015. The activity number is 224057-01,02. You must register by Friday, April 22nd, and there's no fee to register. Finally, on May 3rd, there's an event called British Icon, Westminster Abbey. Dive into 1,100 years of British royal history. Learn about famous weddings, coronations at the Abbey, and the crown jewels. Did you know that Queen Victoria had to have food breaks since the coronation lasted 5 hours? Discover the unexpected people buried at the Abbey, as well as Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Mary Tudor. Presenter Andrew O'Brien. This will take place on Tuesday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. It'll be located at Passmore, but also hybrid. 919-245-2015. The activity number is 244080-01,02. You must register by Wednesday, April 7th, and there's no fee. Remember, to register, you can call the center of your choice, unless otherwise indicated in the program description. Call Passmore Center, located at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro, at 919-245-2015, or the Seymour Center, located at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, at 919-968-2070. Or you can register online at www.orangecountync.gov/online-registration. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Please be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Orange County Department on Aging newsletter is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.